With WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. Burlington is moving its corporate headquarters from its longtime home in South Jersey to Philadelphia. As WHYY's Mayor Rindy reports, the clothing retailer will bring 2,000 jobs to Philly with the relocation.
The city and state enticed the company with more than $37 million in tax breaks and other incentives. CEO Michael O'Sullivan said direct talks with Governor Josh Shapiro and Mayor Sherelle Parker sealed the deal.
We were very impressed by their clear priorities and their focus on getting stuff done around economic development, education and training, public transportation, public safety, and fiscal responsibility.
Parker said she looks forward to welcoming Burlington employees to their new headquarters in the Schuylkill Yards development near Amtrak's 30th Street Station.
This is about 2,000 people loving our restaurants, our coffee shops, our stores, and our small businesses. 2,000 new people enjoying our neighborhoods, our cultural institutions.
Burlington is spending $370 million on the relocation. It reportedly plans to move in late 2028 or early 2029. Mayor Rindy, WHYY News.
The soup and snack giant Campbell's has shed more than 500 employees. During an earnings call today, the CEO said inflation was one of the Camden-based company's biggest woes. According to the Inquirer, Campbell's had $9.7 billion in net sales in the most recent fiscal year. That's down 5% from 2025. Along with reducing the workforce by 13%, Campbell's is working to turn things around by streamlining its operation. It's closed two facilities that make snack foods, and it plans to raise prices on more than half its products. Among the brands under the Campbell's umbrella are Goldfish, Prego, and Pepperidge Farm. Outside right now, it is 86 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. A few clouds, but blue skies pretty much reigning supreme. We are expecting mostly clear skies for the rest of the afternoon. In the overnight hours, clouds come in. Temperatures not really cooling off, down to the mid-70s overnight.